Again, good morning to everyone. I don't want to back people. But just at the beginning of the conference, I would just like to lay out for everyone what has been the real burden and the exercise of our hearts. If you basically ask me what the theme of the conference is today, it really is Christ Jesus, the man Christ Jesus. That's the theme, full stop. It's about Christ. It's about Christ ascended, a real man in the presence of God right now. That's the theme. You know, as I was reading, in my own personal readings, I came across a portion in Philippians, which we will refer to during the course of the day. And with a bit of reading around that, I found that, as we know, if you look at Paul's life, at the end of Acts, basically Paul was in prison in Rome. And if you look at, he was around 60. He's in prison. And whilst in prison, from what I understand, and others may be able to correct me, he wrote some, obviously wrote some epistles. One of them was the Colossians, the Ephesians, the Philemon, and the Philippi. So those four epistles, from what I understand, he wrote when he was in prison. Right, those four epistles. So when he writes what he writes in Philippians, just keep that in mind. In around AD 60, he's in prison. And I'm just going to read that verse that really jumped out to me. And we're going to come back to it in our second section today. He says in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And that jumped out to me. That he wanted, the whole purpose of Paul's life from the very beginning was to know Christ. To know Christ. And then something happened between AD 60 and AD 67 or 68. Again, this is where some of the real theologians have issues. Apparently, it is believed that Paul was released for a short period of time. Right? There is speculation that he was released for a period of time. And you might have met, we get sort of hints of that in the end of Timothy, where he visits or he says something about Miletus and so on. So he might have been out of prison for a short period of time. But by the time we get to 2 Timothy, which is his last epistle, he is in prison again. And by the way, 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, and Titus are pastoral epistles. So he's facing death. That's the end of the road for him, as it were, in 2 Timothy. And then you read a portion that he says there in 2 Timothy. He says, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. When I read that, what a wonderful condition to be in when you know you're at the end of the road. I know whom I have believed. In Philippians, he's saying that I may know him, but by the time he gets to 2 Timothy, I know him. Again, we're going to discuss, there's a shade of difference in those thoughts. But my point here was that Paul, the assurance of the faith in Christ was really what marked Paul's life. He knew the man Christ Jesus. And that is what really fueled him, as we will look at. So today we're going to look at his life. We're going to start by the beginning in Acts and then trace it through with the help of the Lord until we get to the point where in 2 Timothy where he knows he's facing his death. One last thing before I keep quiet. And it really is important. This is on my heart. Christianity is not about adhering to a set of do's and don'ts. A list of do's and don'ts. I repeat, Christianity is not about adhering to a list of do's and don'ts. I feel as if sometimes here and in other places, not just here locally, but everywhere else in Christendom sometimes, we come into this notion, particularly those born in a Christian family, that what I need to be a good Christian is I don't do that, I don't do this, I don't do this, I go to the meeting, I do this, I dress this way, I do this, and that makes me a good Christian. Right? If I keep to those list of things, I'm a good Christian. And you know what I get from, when I read this? When I read and I really see what was driving Paul, it wasn't a list of check this, check. It wasn't a list. It was all about the man Christ Jesus. That's what I really believe that we need to convey to young believers and old believers and every believer, that Christianity is about knowing the man Christ Jesus. And the more I know of him, the more I know him, then he's going to regulate, that's going to regulate everything else in my life. If I know Christ, if I grow in my knowledge of Christ. So that's really what the exercise, if you ask me what the exercise is, at the top of the outline we have the thought, pressing on, and so on. I mean, there's so much in this, but the bottom line is, I believe that if we trace Paul's life from the very beginning of his road onto the end, everything from the beginning to the end, it was about the man Christ Jesus. And I'm not saying that just to some brethren. I'm really not. I'm saying that because I don't care where we are in Christendom, it's about the risen man. And I say that over and over again, because the beauty about Christianity today is that there is a man in heaven and God is on earth. To me, that's a feature of Christianity. There's a man in heaven. There's a real man in heaven. And God is on earth in the person of the Spirit of God. To me, that's Christianity. So I just wanted, that's what was on our hearts, and may the Lord help us as we go through. There's so much more than, the outline is, by the way, a roadmap to guide us. It's not like the end all and be all. So as the Spirit of God gives us liberty, we trust that he would guide us and help us along that road. Brother Bill is going to read in Acts, to get us going, Acts chapter, this chapter, verses in Acts chapter 9.
Acts 9 and verse 5. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" The Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And again in chapter 22, verse 8. Basically the same thought. And I answered, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said unto me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." And again in chapter 26, verse 15. And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest.